Hello.
This
Hello.
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
Big Kirko wakes up dripping like this.
I like it, Kirko.
You like that?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
After review, the fumble went over the pylon, which by rule.
Stupid ass rule.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, legendary broadcaster Bob Costas. Colorado head coach Deion Sanders. Author and comedian Cedric the Entertainer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Deion Sanders will be joining us in 20 minutes, so don't touch the dial, even though you probably don't have a dial. That's me just aging myself to kick off hour number two of this program. At Rich Eisen Show on all Twitter and Instagram and Facebook feeds. At The Rich Eisen Show on TikTok for the kids. And again, 844-204-RICH, number to dial to call into the show even though you don't have a dial. I'm just aging myself again. YouTube feed is white hot. We appreciate all the 600 now 13,000 subscribers that we have to hit the follow button. On that, we greatly appreciate it. As I said yesterday, the minute that Jay Norvell of Colorado State football decided to talk about Deion Sanders' style and wearing sunglasses and hats and ascribing to that a certain sense of disrespect talking to adults, I was thinking to myself and said out loud into this microphone, what is this man doing?
Why, bro?
Well, you hit first.
What is this man doing? And I'm like, I wish somebody would have a camera on Deion as he's been told. I don't think anybody had a camera on him as he was told, but they did have a camera on him at practice talking about how he was getting his team ready now that it's personal. And that was done in a video that was posted on his multiple social media sites and YouTube and everything else. Under the category of responding to Lil Bro is how it was Colorado State was referred to in the headline as Lil Bro.
Really?
And wow. As I told you, I told you that students should show up to the game in sunglasses and hats. Did. And then sure enough, Deion Sanders provided sunglasses to his team in a team meeting last night. And in case you're wondering if Deion is going to even have a hint of shying away from this. He is appearing on today's program, and we have been told by his people, who I know very well, good old Constance Schwartz-Marini and his rest of his team, Team Prime, I've been told, we have been given the information.
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to promote? He is talking about his signature sunglass line by Blenders.
I mean,
and that's what I want to know. Hold on a minute.
I'm not going to lie.
Available now for pre-order is what I'm told to say. Uh-huh. And I'm wondering here, again, you can't put it past him that he heard this and a line was coming and he hurried it up.
Expedited.
And his team is agile enough to hurry it up. Or was he planning on doing this anyway? And when Jay Norvell said this, he's like, cha-ching. Not just, am I going to use this for the team? Am I going to use this for the moment? But my gosh, what perfect timing for my new line of sunglasses by Blenders available now for pre-order. And then, of course, there's the latest season, Coach Prime Season 2. On Prime Video, they did announce this last night that Season 2 is going to air on December 7th. The cameras are definitely on him for this moment. And, oh my gosh. So I can't wait to ask Deion, like, was this planned or did you hurry it up? It was planned and you hurried it up, or you just decided to go and go for it. And sure enough, knowing him, he calls up, you know, Blenders, hey, I need about 15 boxes of this stuff because I'm handing it to my teammates. And then, boom. Somebody maybe hopped a plane on the spot. I don't know.
Overnight.
Something. Yeah. Or there's some local store in Boulder that's fresh out of Blenders.
Fresh
you know,
out,
I mean, right. I don't. I can't wait to find this stuff out.
These are the questions. That These we are. Need the, answer,
well, what else
Rich?
Are we going to ask them?
All right.
No, seriously.
We don't. Need
but yeah, no.
Stuff.
I do want to know this.
All right. Blenders headquarters is in San Diego.
Okay. So I'm sure there's a flight from San Diego to Denver. Somebody Absolutely. Hopped on it immediately.
I mean, I already looked them up. They're available for pre-order. They look amazing. They have Prime on the top. It says, we coming on the side with Deion's signature. You can get them in black and gold.
So this was prepared, and I bet you it was sped up. Like, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
We're 2-0, and, like, my opposing coach is talking about how he was raised. So you're talking about Dion's mama. And in terms of this. Hold on a second.
Oh,
in terms of this. Yikes. The only time I've ever seen him react to being disrespected, all right? And I know I said I've never seen him disrespect anybody, and I got a lot of people saying, what about Tim McCarver? Tim McCarver says hello. And I'm like, there's a backstory on that one. Not to excuse Dion, you know, dousing.
He just didn't do it
McCarver.
Just to do it. He felt.
No, there's a whole story with John Schuerholz behind it, and we're not going to spend any time with Dion on that. But hold on. I'll never forget this story. This is great. It's our first year of doing Thursday Night Football. And we are in, yes, Jay Felly. And we say hello to Raider Nation on our affiliate in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're in the black hole.
All right.
And it is, I mean, when I say in it, we had our set directly to the right, if you're looking at the black hole from the field, directly to the right of the black hole. And we are hearing absolutely everything. Everything. Prior to the game, we're sitting on the set watching the game. And Dion, as you might imagine, might have rabbit ears, but he doesn't respond to anybody normally. Have I told this story to you guys before?
Okay.
Somebody, from the minute we stepped out on the set before our pregame show, is just screaming at Deion Sanders. Some of the worst, as he would refer to it, as bull junk.
Bull junk.
Okay? Some of the worst bull junk that's the invective is thrown. And I know I've told this story before because I could see Chris Brockman's face. He's not even looking at me.
I know the story.
It's like we've been around each other so long. This is how Susie reacts at dinner sometimes with other couples. Like, okay, I've heard this one before. So he is just hearing it. Hearing it. Says nothing during the pregame show. Says nothing during the first half of us watching the game. But during halftime, it's even so loud, we all hear it. Mm-hmm. So Dion has now got a piece of paper, and he is just making all sorts of lines. It looks like he's doodling, like he's drawing something. And I'm like trying to, I'm hosting, and I'm like trying to conduct the gig here. And Dion is not fully engaged because he's doing something on his piece of paper. And I'm wondering, this is odd. Dion never does this. I wonder what's up with that. He takes the piece of paper, folds it in half, and hands it off to our producer on the set, who has now gone on to many other greater things, Bardia Shireas of Fox Sports Now. He hands it to Bardia, who he nicknamed at the time Doc B. Okay. Okay. Because he looked like Bruce Gradkowski. So his nickname for him, because everyone has a nickname, Doc B. He handed Doc B the folded up piece of paper and pointed to the fan that's been yelling at him for about 2.5 hours. And Browder's like, what? He goes, give it to that guy. And they pass it back up. And the guy who's been yelling invective at Dion for 2.5 hours is now ecstatic to receive something from Dion Sanders, the ultimate fan, a fanatic. You got to be a fan to be part of Fanatic. He's ecstatic to get it, opens it up, reads it, and is now even angrier at Dion and yelling at Dion.
Okay.
So I said, Dion, what did you write on that piece of paper? He said, two words, yo mama.
A great story.
Yo mama. Wait, now if I was that fan, I'd frame it and put it on the wall.
Of course. I promise you, he still has that paper. As someone who produced a TV show called Yo Mama, I really appreciate that.
I have Dion stories for days.
Yo Mama.
Yo Mama.
That was it.
That's it.
That's great.
Lil Bro, he's now referring to Colorado State. Man, that post-game handshake. I think Dion will dap him up because he's going to be.
There ain't going to be one.
You don't think so? Really? There will be one.
Because they're going to hang 80 on this team, right? Yeah. Then the fans are going to rush the field again because why not? What else do you do in Boulder, okay? Yeah. They're going to be hammered, and they're going to rush the field, and then Deion's going to wave.
They're not going to rush the field over Colorado State, brother. Do you think they will?
Yeah.
Really?
They're going to be 3-0. They're going to be ranked like 12
won one
next
game party. Last year, Rich. One
game. It's a party in Boulder.
Yes.
I just think it'll be like a Belichick quick dap and get out.
I got under on the handshake.
So, obviously, Colorado State would categorize itself as an intriguing matchup. Now, the intriguing matchups for the rest of week two, presented by Subway. Hit it.
Hey.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
Ah, yes. Presented by Subway. Give me my theme music, please, to quote Deion Sanders. Number five on this list. I need to see how they're following this up from Monday night, and I need to see if the Raiders can go 2-0. Could you imagine if the Raiders start 2-0? Josh Jacobs coming to town. Jimmy G back in the AFC East. Raiders-Bills is fascinating to me. Early window on CBS. Josh Allen says he's going to take care of the football a little bit better. Let's see. It's a short week for Buffalo.
Who knows?
But it is a trip east from the west for the Raiders, who I believe are staying around out there. So it's a fascinating one for me to see. Raiders, can they go to 2-0, which would guarantee them still having a piece of the lead of the – well, actually, they'd have the lead. They're the only undefeated team in the AFC West right now.
I can feel it.
So the Buffalo – thank you, Jay. Let's see how that one plays out. Number four on my list. Hey, I know the Monday night game is a big game in the AFC North, and the Browns can go to 2-0, and the Steelers need to avoid 0-2. But, man, the Ravens can go to 2-0, and the Bengals need to avoid going 0-2 also.
Right,
and this one, can the Bengals just wipe that away and bury the tape and go, this is what happens when we play the Browns? We'll eventually figure this thing out. I mean, Joe Burrow's not going to always lose to them in Cleveland, is he? But that's for another year, because they've already lost to Cleveland. And the Ravens coming to town with their, you know, their kid from the Ohio State and J.K. Dobbins now out for the year. Let's see how this works on the road in Cincinnati. And Joe Burrow loves to torment the Ravens in the same way that the Browns love to torment him. This is an intriguing matchup for me, number four on the list. Number three on the list of most intriguing matchups of week number two. Chiefs and Jaguars. The Jaguars, the only team from last year's Final Four of the AFC to win in week one. And the Chiefs, we're assuming, are going to get Kelce back because he is practicing. They're going to definitely put Chris Jones out on the field. Jacksonville is feeling it. Jacksonville won in Indianapolis. The fans there are going to be out of their gourd. The last time they saw the Jaguars play was that comeback playoff win against the Chargers. They are going to be absolutely out for Kansas City red blood. And the Chiefs, Mahomes said it himself, they want to prove to themselves that they are who they think they are. Can't wait for this, because if the Chiefs go to 0-2, there's going to be a code red in the national media, to say the least. And then, of course, Jacksonville, can they start 2-0 when everyone expects them to have a breakout season? Number two on this list is Sunday night football. Tua, 466. Tyreek, 215. That's against the Chargers out here in Los Angeles. What happens in New England? How does Bill Belichick look at that film and try and corral that quarterback and that wide receiver? I can't wait to see that play out. Mac Jones, we saw what he did against Philadelphia. Can he do that against Miami? Well, Miami, they're not going to... Will they do two deep safeties like they did against Justin Herbert? I imagine Vic Fangio is going to have a totally different ball of wax in store for Mac. Mike McDaniel versus Bill Belichick, who is yet to beat Tua Tagovailoa when he starts a game against them. Cannot wait to see that Sunday nighter, Dolphins and Patriots, because the Dolphins can go 2-0 and maybe have sole possession of the lead in the AFC East, because number one on the list is Jets at Cowboys. Is it possible that this is the moment? I'm going to go there. Is this possible?
Anything's possible.
That this is the moment for Zach Wilson to drop his huggies and give us a game that we'll never forget and go against the Dallas defense that absolutely destroyed his MetLife roommate, I guess, from across the hall in Daniel Jones, and just absolutely shock the world, and even just forget about it, lighting it up. just not turn it over and let the defense do its thing against Dak? Or will the Dallas Cowboys bat around this young Zach Wilson like they're a calico cat with a ball of catnip and just absolutely destroy him and play with him and toy with him and just leave both New York teams reeling and in a fetal position in back-to-back weeks to open their season and take their own Super Bowl profile and elevate it? I can't wait to see this. Late window, Nance Romo on CBS. Those are your most intriguing matchups.
You think we need one more?
Okay.
Ooh. All right, we'll get one more.
How about the one up the road? This is the battle for the NFC West. Can the Rams also shock the world? Can they come in? Unfortunately, what did you call him before? Puka Doncic. He might not play. He's a little banged up here. But can the Rams do it again? And they're home. Stafford's playing in this one. Brock Purdy's playing in this one. You saw what the Niners just did in Pittsburgh. And if they can start the season with a huge road win in Western New York and in the Eastern time zone, and come out the gate 2-0 by winning on the road in division against the Rams team that's the current only other undefeated team in division, that would be a great way for the 49ers to start, get two games on off their road schedule, two wins, and the Rams have an opportunity to just really get everyone to go, oh, okay, we see you. So this one intrigues me right across the street from NFL Network. Those are the top five most intriguing matchups of week two. Presented by Subway. Subway's now slicing their meats fresh. Try a new deli hero from the Subway series and taste the difference for yourself. That is my most intriguing matchups of week two presented by Subway. We'll take a break. When we come back, I will be Zooming with one of my favorites, my friend Deion Sanders of Colorado Football. That's next. This and your phone calls is the Rich Eisen Show.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
On October 5th. Loki is back in a brand new season.
Reunited. That's right.
The countdown is on.
I've been waiting.
Don't miss the return of Marvel's most watched Disney Plus show.
Loki.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
His time is running out.
You better run!
Marvel Studios' Loki Season 2. New episodes streaming October 5th, only on Disney Plus.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, back here on the Roku channel. We've just been telling Deion stories nonstop. Another one of my favorite Deion stories. Another one of my favorite Deion stories of all time was, we were getting Schefter all nervous because he reported on a Thursday night in Green Bay that Al Davis was going to fire Art Schell by the end of the year. And Al Davis put out this whole all caps press release saying that there's only one person who knows what's going on with the Raiders and his name is not Adam. Called him a false rumor mongerer.
Mongerer.
And Adam then, who was supposed to go home for his birthday, and it bought him a trip to Oakland because our next game was in Oakland. And we're like, dude, you just had this big breaking story. You got to come with us to Oakland. He's like, really? But so the deal was you do pregame and then you go home because you were supposed to go home. So he drove separately from us. Me, Mooch, Marshall, and Deion are all in a car. Okay? We're all in a car. We're going through first. And Deion rolls down the window and tells the security guard, there's a guy behind us. When he comes through the gate, tell him he's not allowed in here because he's a mongerer. And is Deion on right now?
He's hearing this and he's shaking his head like, yes, this is what's happening.
And she didn't understand. Like, monger, you had to say the word to her like three times. You had to say the word to
mongerer.
And she did it. And Schefter thought for a split second he wasn't going to be allowed in the stadium. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
Remember that prime?
I remember that. That was great. But I thought you were going to tell the other one that happened in Oakland.
Oh, I did. The one that said, "Yo, mama." I just told that story 10 minutes. I told that 10 minutes ago.
That was a good one too.
I told that 10 minutes ago. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Those on Roku can see the smiling face of one of my favorite people on planet Earth, who's Colorado Buffaloes at 2-0, are taking on Colorado State. Deion Sanders. We're all paying rent in his world right now. How are you, Prime?
I'm doing good, man. A little busy, but I love busy.
Okay. I know you do. I know you do. All right. This is the first order of business. Let me ask you this question, because I know you're coming on the show and they're like, these are two things that he needs to promote. And I, as you know.
I don't even know why they do you like that. You're family. You
please. No. Deion, this is what I do. This is what I do professionally. And you know, I hit this on the head. So it says here, Coach Prime signature sunglasses by Blenders, available now for pre-order. I have to know, was this planned? And then you sped it up because Coach Norvell said what he said, or you just said, we're going to do this. What do you got for me?
I wish I was that calculating. Like, this fell into the lap. Like, it was already planned.
Yes.
This week.
Was it really?
It just happened. And then now I went above and beyond and said, okay. I put on my marketing hat and said, okay, let me get the kids involved. So we gave all the kids on the team glasses. And they put them on in the meeting room, and it was crazy. It was hilarious. But it just happened to fall in our lap. Perfect time.
So it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to
be
anyway.
This weekend. Oh,
yeah, and he just gave me an alley-oop, man.
Is that right? So it's like, what is it, Dwayne Wade behind like LeBron or Duncan? You know.
Yep. I couldn't believe it. I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, what? Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, and there's also, you know, a motivational ploy that you can endeavor as a coach.
Wait till you see the pregame and all that. Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea how we high-stepping with this one.
So instead of hold it up, it's put it on? Is that what it is?
Oh,
it's put.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Who told you? Who told you about this quote, Prime?
I saw it.
Okay.
I think I saw it. I was just in there, you know, getting my foot worked on watching film. I was just watching some film, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what? When did he take a left? Because it was right. Mm-hmm. Like, 2 days ago, like, everything, you know, you do the whole complimentary thing, whether you mean it or not. You know, that's what coaches do. I'm compliment you. You compliment me, and we don't even know each other. But I'm saying, hey, man, you got a good program. You're doing this. You're doing that. It's great. I mean, that's what coaches do.
Yeah.
And I really mean this stuff. I really thought that he was doing a great job, and I really thought he was a great guy. And he just took a left on me. I don't know where it came from.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw that yesterday, and I just thought, look, I understand coaches are trying to talk up their own programs and talk up their own kids and talk up their own style. But to take a shot at yours,
can't do that.
You know, I
not only that brings parenting in it as well. You can't, you know, like now my mama's feeling some type of way. You know, what I'm saying, okay, what you trying to say? You know, I know we grew up different backgrounds, but you can't take that shot. That's not one you want to take. It's not.
Deion Sanders here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is your 2-0 start in any way, shape, or form surprising to you?
No whatsoever. I mean, our expectation is to be 2-0, but we still feel like it's meat left on the bone. We didn't play up to our capability in either game. Like, first game defensively, we were horrible. You know, we made some big miscues and some mental mistakes. The second game, offensively, we were horrible in the first half. Defensively, we picked it up tremendously. We just want to put it all together tomorrow. We really just want to put it all together and show our best hand.
And I just, you know, what doesn't surprise me at all is the way that you're doing it, Deion, like at all, where some coaches are afraid of filling their players' heads with conversation like Heisman Trophy. Conversations like college football playoffs, and you take the opposite approach. And I know why. I just want you to throw it out there to folks why you do that, Prime.
My kids are different. You know, we attract that kid that's smart, tough, fast, disciplined with character, but that guy that has a little edge to him. He has a little something, like he has a chip on his shoulder. He wants to prove something. He's a worker. He's a guy that don't take no for an answer. So when my guys work their butts off and do everything we tell them, and I'm not going to hold him high in high regards and put him out there for the Heisman or whatever personal award that he wants, you got to be crazy, because I know what they're thinking. I'm probably the only coach that sat in all seats. What I mean by that is, you know, I was the player getting recruited. I was the father of the player getting recruited. Now I'm the coach that's recruiting the father as well as the player. I'm sat in all seats, so I know what everybody's thinking. I know what everybody's thinking. So that's my advantage.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other way to put it. How do your sons take your coaching?
That's all they know. They don't know no other way. Shador has never played for another coach. Shiloh has when he went to South Carolina for a year or so, but that's all they know. But the problem is, you wouldn't know which one was my son the way I treat them, because I don't play the favoritism. I don't play the foolishness. If they get caught up in some foolishness, I'm going to bench them or do what I got to do versus them as well. But all the kids inside this locker room know it's one way. It's going to be one way. Ain't going to be no two separate ways. It's not rules for Travis and rules for Shador and rules for this guy and rules for you. It's not. It's one rule. And we're all abide by it.
Well, I mean, your kids, I imagine, take your coaching well, since you rank them. You rank your children, Dion.
I mean, everybody else does, but they don't say it publicly. Right?
Thank you, Dion. I say this to Rich all the time.
No, I'm not ranking my children.
Like, you know darn well which kid is going to roll you right to the nursing home when it's like at the end of the day. You know which one is going to do that. You know which one is not going to come pick you up from the nursing home. Yeah. You know which one is going to take care of you and nurse you and make sure you straight at their home. You know that. I don't know why you play like you don't. Like, everybody got a kid that they will give the credit card to and they can't get it that they won't. Everybody. If you come home and the kitchen's messy, Yes. You know which one did it.
Yes, you do.
I don't know why you try to play like you don't. You know which one did it.
Right. So, but I don't throw that ranking out on Instagram, Dion.
I do. Everything in life,
I do.
Everything in life, you're going to be judged. And I'm letting them know. Like, I let them know right off the bat. Bucky has had a great month. He is balling out of control. He's number one right now.
Yeah. He isn't
doing his thing.
Why? Because he's doing all of your media and stuff like that?
Not only that, he's taking it to a whole nother level, and he's just settled into knowing who he is. He is balling. Like, he's taking the whole program on another level. When I'm watching ESPN and I'm seeing Well Off Media, they're getting the clips from him.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, he's balling. So yeah, but he's the number one seed right now.
But Shador is actually balling, Dion. I mean, how does that?
He's supposed to. He's supposed to. Like, okay. I expect it from him.
Okay.
But then there's a chance that Shador may leave his good old dad at the end of the season, so I can't make him one. I can't do that.
So how do you, so is that right? So is that why he's not one? Because you think he might just, he might skip out?
Yeah, he may skip or hold me hostage for something extraordinary, you know, like a Rolls Royce, like a Phantom or something like that. He may hold me hostage for something like that.
Ah, okay. So that's why he's ranked where he's ranked. Hey, Shiloh, didn't he have 10 tackles in the first game?
He's leading the team in tackles.
Yeah.
He's balling. He's changed his whole thought process, the way he attacks practice. He is unbelievable. Baby girl, she's consistently asking me for stuff, so she will never be one. She's round 3 to 4. And DeAndre's up in there somewhere as well. She came here and showed up last week with her own cameraman so she could get her own footage. You know, when I looked and saw her on the sideline with her own cameraman, I'm like, you're going down. I pointed just like, down in the rankings, down.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe Susie and I need to figure this out, because, you know, we've got three, as you know,
right?
Dion. And so, you know, maybe a ranking system can, this is the parenting we're looking for.
You do it, but you don't do it. You do it. Susie does it. You know, if all of them cry, you know which one she's picking up first. you already know. Rich.
Taylor.
he knows. I don't know why he tried to play like he don't.
You know too much, Dion. You know too much. See? I don't get this when, like, Saban zooms in. You know what I mean?
It's a different coach.
Deion Sanders here on the Rich Eisen Show. Do you talk further down the road to your guys? I mean, because coaches only take it one at a time. Do you not?
No. I don't. It's one at a time for me.
You are.
It's one.
Okay.
By the time that one is over, I'm on to the next. Like, by the time that last second ticks off the clock, I'm on thinking to the next one. And, you know, Shador and I meet on Sunday, and we'll talk about the previous game. Then we'll put that to rest, and then we'll start, you know, having the thought process of the next one.
Now, I know where you said you were getting comfortable in your first press conference. And by the way, you told me, you know, off camera that people are going to have to break into national coverage for your first press conference after you win. And
I told you that.
And once again, you had a crystal ball on that one. And you said you're getting comfortable. And I know what you were referring to about that. But are you just in general comfortable? It looks like Colorado is a great fit for you.
Oh,
Deion.
Rich, I absolutely love it. And you know me, I'm a Southern guy with Southern swag. I would have never fathomed that I would be here in Colorado. But thank God that God chose this place for me, because this is unbelievable. This is something I would have never said, you know what, I'm going to Colorado. There's no way anywhere I would have said that.
Mm-hmm.
But I love every minute of it, the fan base that we're creating as well. But not only that, the support, the city, the young men that we brought inside this locker room, the coaching staff, everybody has been A1, man. And we're really excited. And what they show us on game day and throughout the week, like, it's crazy for our kids to even go around town right now. I mean, they're recognizable and they're getting a lot of love, and I appreciate that.
How do you handle that?
Well, what has changed for me?
No, how do you handle that for them?
You're used to this. Yeah, I thought you forgot for a minute that you're talking. My bad. I did not forget.
I encourage
them in the morning messages about,
right,
you know, if you're a person that's willing to change because of the attention, that means you've never had attention and you ain't built for this. Yeah. You built to be on a seesaw. You know how we was on a seesaw. You up and down, and you're going to only go up when the weight is on you on the other side, and you go down when the weight is off. So these kids understand, and we just influence them so much mentally and emotionally and psychologically on the trappings of life and what can possibly happen if you don't keep the main thing, as well as their grades. And the thing that I'm mostly proud of is doing all the comings and goings of the spring where they talked about how many we got rid of, how many came in. We achieved the highest GPA in school history for the football team this spring.
No kidding. That's amazing. Yeah. Congrats on that.
We killed it, because the kids know that I don't play about academics, because I know 85% of them aren't going pro. So we focus on the academics and we focus on getting them to the next level with their degree.
And do you think having cameras on all the time helps, Deion? Do you think so?
I have not met a young man that said, you know, I don't want any more followers. I don't want them to jump in my DMs. I don't want her to jump in my DMs. I haven't seen that yet. I'm the kind of coach that tells the truth. Like, after we win, I say, now y'all know the DM's gonna be popping. You guys be careful. Right? Be careful. Don't take nothing that ain't given to you, you know?
Well, and again, that's another reason.
That's
another reason why I think you're perfect for college. And I'm sure you hear all the speculation, just two wins in, people talking, you know, NFL might come knocking and things like that.
I would never do that.
That's what I said, because I know too. I've watched NFL games with you, Deion, for over a decade. Yeah. And then when somebody makes a mistake, you'd scream, I'd cut him on the spot. You would scream, cut him. Right. Scream when they
I
made
would
him.
Start with 53 and come out of the room at halftime with about 38.
But you would never. You prefer college, right?
I love college. I love the young men are still impressionable. They're not so financially wealthy that they can't hear you at the next level. Some of these guys make so much money, they can't hear. They can't hear or they can't see the things that they need to see and hear. And I would have a hard time motivating a man that makes, you know, upwards to 20 and 30 and sometimes $40 million to go out there and do your job. I got a problem with that.
And what about you seeing the future here, Deion? Do you think we're going to see soon a kid stay in college because his name, image, and likeness money is in the same area code as maybe a contract in the NFL.
Well, that's it. We're talking second rounders then. You're talking second rounders because okay. That's not applicable to first rounders.
Not yet. Not yet, though, right? I mean, yeah,
it's only that position is you got to be a Travis Hunter or a quarterback to warrant that type of attention because another position, your value with NIL, name, image, and likeness. Now, you may be talking about collectives. Collectives are totally different. That's a totally different game when it's a pot of money and they choose who they give it to. But name, image, and likeness, it's only a handful of guys in college football with that kind of notoriety that our CEO in a company will say, you know what, I want to bet on that kid. Knowing that kid is 18, he haven't been in up under the lights, up under the heat, he hadn't failed yet publicly, that's tough to bet on.
Few more minutes left with Deion Sanders, Colorado head coach, getting set for Colorado State. December 7th, Prime Video is going to launch Coach Prime Season 2, a series that documents your first full season at Colorado. That is coming out on December 7th. What do you think it's going to look like on December 7th, Prime? You're getting ready.
Unbelievable. I want you guys to see the stuff that you know is really happening that you're going to get to see on camera.
Uh-huh.
And we have so many personalities on this team that are, when I tell you they're comical, they're hilarious, they're serious, and so many different storylines. That's crazy. Jimmy Horn was supposed to come to Jackson and play for me, but he chose to go to South Florida to play. His father and I and one of my head recruiters had a tremendous relationship. His father is not incarcerated, you know, doing time, but he was a great dad, you know, even before he was incarcerated. And their relationship and Jimmy getting on the plane after the first victory in TCU with his dad on the cell phone from prison, you know, saying, you told me you was going to take care of him. You told me, because Jimmy had over 100 yards. Everything you guys said you was going to do for my boy, you guys did. So now we're trying to set up the call so you could see him or hear him from prison, still trying to father his son. And Jimmy trying to rescue the rest of his siblings and his mother from the inner city. There's so many different storylines that's intertwined in these young men trying to make a way for themselves is unbelievable. So I can't wait till you get a chance to watch this.
Me too, because again, you're right. I do know, I do have a good sense of what's going on there because of who you are and what you pay attention to and what you're about and who you were growing up in Fort Myers and what you're doing now and who's around you. And I don't just mean, you know, getting Sapp and Irv in there, or I'm seeing the Rock is in town now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if Sapp, you didn't bring Sapp and the Rock together at the same time.
Sapp is going to end up coaching with us, man. I'm telling you.
You think so?
I'm telling you, he has a passion. He has a fire for it. He's finishing his degree as we speak. I'm telling you, and he's good, man. These kids love him. They love him, and they get him. They really get him. He speaks their language.
So, Crystal balling it, you think Sapp's going to be on your staff at some point, Deion?
I do. I really do. And I want him to be. I want him to be.
I love that. I can't
wait. But it's different. It's different, Rich. You know, you got guys like that. The only reason they won't go into coaching because of the time, you know, allocated. I don't need all that. Like, I know him. I know what I need. You don't need to come here and sit around all day. Come in the morning. We practice at 9. We're on the field at 9. Get those kids ready in the morning meetings. Work your butt off on the field. After, watch film with them. Go home. You're home by noon. I don't need you here all day like that. I'm not that type of coach. Don't take all that. But that's, I think more NFL athletes that has really done it and been successful, if they had those type of schedules and understanding, they would do it.
So hashtag in the morning, Sapp coaching, hashtag in the afternoon, Sapp fishing is what you're saying. That actually can happen.
Sapp fishing.
All right. And then Coach Prime signature sunglass line by Blenders, available now for pre-order. The guys here, you know, or wondering, you know, where that box is. Oh, there it is.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I got to take care of you. I got to have Sam put some in the mail.
Okay.
I got you.
Put some, you know, mail, yeah, you, whatever, snail mail, I don't care. It's all good, whatever. You know, you know where to find me.
You're not hard to find.
Okay, very.
You're not hard to find.
I'm kind of everywhere right now, Prime. You know me. I'm just trying to work hard. Just trying to live in your world right now. What last one for you? Are you already envisioning what the post game handshake with Coach Norvell is going to be like, Deion?
You know, Rich, I don't hold grudges, man. I'm polite. I don't hold stuff like that. I never have a problem with people. People have a problem with me. I don't have problems with people. I really don't. I want everyone to be successful and to dominate their moment, man. I would never say nothing about this gentleman. I don't know him, you know, but, you know, I respond when you come at me. I got to respond. And, you know, Rich, let me add this.
Yes, sir.
People thought because I was had a little flash and flamboyant, it was from Fort Myers, that I talked the game when I played. I never talked to my opponents. I never talked down on my opponents. I never naysayed anyone. So that's a huge misconception. I talked about me, what I would particularly do, but not downing anyone. I never spiked the ball in no one's face. I never belittled anyone. Or, you know, I don't move like that, man. So yeah. I'm not going to start here to move like that. And that gentleman should have did his homework. You know, my first Sports Illustrated cover, I had on hat. In shades. You think I'm going to change now? And that was 89.
When will they learn, Prime, though? Honestly, you've been on camera for like 40 years. And you've been
Rich, you got to understand, some people, they change because they think that's going to promote them and uplift them and empower them. And they fall prey to what others think about them. I don't care. I am who I am and unapologetically who I am. So... my desire is to please the Lord, not to please a man. So I'm good with who I am. I really am. So I think he get caught up into how he thinks people want to see him. We totally different dudes, man.
Love you, Prime. Love you.
Love you back, man.
So excited.
How the dogs doing? Are the dogs still alive?
Yes, they are.
I mean, they had a good run. Rich, they had a good run. I had to ask
you. No. Hudson, the one that you're referring to, he passed a few years ago. We have two more.
You see what I'm saying?
We have two more. And yes,
Hudson had a good run.
Watch this. And yes, Dion, I still act the same way around dogs in airports. To this day,
kiss a dog in his mouth in the airport.
I don't kiss dogs in the mouth in the airport.
You was tonguing a dog in the airport. We had to break you guys up, like
just like break you up. I am who I am, too, Prime. Okay, you know,
you are.
You know,
you are. You always be my humble host.
Right back at you, Prime.
Coach Prime.
Take care of yourself. Man. I'll see you Saturday night and beyond. You be well.
Good luck, Coach
Prime. The one and only Deion Sanders right here on the Rich Eisen Show. His signature sunglass line by Blender is available now for pre-order. And I told you we'd find out it was in.
Already planned.
Planned for this week. And I'm sure his first thing was like, what is this guy saying? And then his second thought was, oh, this is perfect.
Oh, great. here we go. Here we go.
Thank you, Coach Norvell. What a perfect way. It's called organic, isn't it?
Wow.
We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich. Oh, yeah. You got to send this to Prime.
Yes!
They're not blue blockers. I'm sure that's his who's response.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There is so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen. There's somebody on Twitter, and it could be Bob, @real_BobCostas. Then you read the Twitter bio, and you begin to think something could be up. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, Rich. Late last night, and then again this morning when I woke up, dozens of texts, some claiming it must be real, some saying this can't be true.
Yes.
And one said, this is the best indication that hell has frozen over since the 04 Red Sox or the 2016 Cubs. But I am here to assure you and everybody else,
yes,
that the fires of hell are still very much blazing, because I am absolutely not on Twitter. They have taken the bogus account down. And I began thinking, you know, what would I have to do before I ever deigned to be on Twitter? what? Like, binge watch The Real Housewives of Orange County? Make a return trip to Sochi just for the nostalgia of a Pink Eye episode? Star in a sequel to basketball? Or just for you, Rich.
Yes, Bob.
Make a special trip to the NFL Combine. All those things will happen before I'm ever on Twitter.
Okay, so this is the real Bob Costas. We can confirm that now.
Yeah. Oh,
Twitter needs that.
Oh, my gosh. Your son tweeted it out that this is not you.
When I saw the first screen grab that Keith sent to me,
yes.
One tip-off should be, look, I'm a reasonably humble and self-effacing guy.
Yes.
But would I knowingly shortchange myself 7 Emmys? Like, I couldn't even get the number of Emmys right.
Exactly.
I said that. I said 21 seems a little light.
You got to pull a scam. Get your ducks in a row.
Oh, my gosh. That was brilliant. That was 3 years ago. And it's thrilled to have Bob back on the program. I'm on the Rich Eisen Show radio network at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. How lucky am I that we Zoomed with Dion and now I've got Bob Costas back on the program a day after he was on. How are you, Bob? Good to chat.
I'm good, but I'm here to do a mea culpa. But I'm glad you played that thing from 3 years ago and other things that have happened since then, because it establishes for those who aren't in the know kind of what our on-air relationship is, and especially where it surrounds the NFL, where once I was fully immersed, and it was certainly my honor to host those Super Bowls and work with the people I worked with and be involved in all those great games, but it's kind of our own inside joke that I'm not as up to speed on the NFL as I used to be.
Yes.
So yesterday, your producer texts me and says, we need you to go on with Rich for a bit, but I don't know what it is. I have no idea what you're talking to me about. And you spring on me that you've underrated the Lions and put them too low
in my power
on your overall ratings at the beginning of the season.
Yes, sir.
So in keeping with that, I say what? Are Alex Karras and Nick Pietrasanti hurt?
Right.
But apparently some people who aren't in on the joke think I was dissing the Lions or whatever it might be. Then you referred to a text that I sent you on Monday night.
Yes, sir.
When the Jets went to overtime against the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before anything had happened, before the Bills went 3-and-out and punted and the Jets returned the punt. The winning touchdown. So I said, here we go, stupid rule again, because you and I have been talking about that before.
Yes, sir.
But apparently, you can't expect people to be up to date on everything, to have read the whole syllabus. You can't expect that. So some people are thinking, well, doesn't he know that they changed the rule this year going into the playoffs? In the playoffs, if the team scores first, this includes the Super Bowl, if the team scores first, on the first possession, rather, on a touchdown, then the other team is guaranteed a possession.
Sure.
So they've changed that. But in the regular season, it remains, if the team scores a touchdown on the first possession, the game is over.
Correct.
So that remains a stupid and unfair rule. I was not saying that the way that game ended was unfair. The way that game ended was fair because that's the way the circumstances played out.
Yes.
The Bills had the ball. They couldn't move it. They punted. The Jets returned the punt for a touchdown. If every game played out that way, then each team would have had the ball once, and they would have had an equal chance. The problem with the rule in the abstract, not in the way it happens to play out in any given game, the problem with the rule in the abstract, especially in the postseason, was that it was so random that you had games like the Falcons and the Patriots in the Super Bowl several years ago, where the Patriots won the flip. They scored a touchdown. The Falcons in the Super Bowl never touched the ball. Matt Ryan, the year he was the MVP, never touched the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I first talked about that on NBC, the opener, the Super Bowl champion being the Patriots in September of 17, following that Super Bowl. They get to host the Super Bowl. The game's on NBC. And I did a commentary about how, taking nothing away from the Patriots and none of the blame away from the Falcons for blowing the game with bad strategy, still that rule is unfair. And until they change the rule going into the 23 season, it very nearly could have happened again because the Bengals and Rams 2 Super Bowls ago came very close to going to overtime with that same rule in place. So that's what we were kind of joking about. That's why I sent you the text, because it's an ongoing thing, just like me someday visiting the combine to shock the hell out of you. that's the tone of it.
Yes.
But some people apparently weren't aware that I've been all over this. In fact, the NFL has moved closer to doing what I've editorialized both on NBC and on HBO and on your program,
mm-hmm.
making the overtime rules make greater sense. They're closer. They're not fully there yet, but they're closer.
So you're saying you're making overtime great again. You're MAGA.
You know what they should, in the postseason, they should play a timed period.
Yes.
In the regular season, it should be every team is guaranteed at least one possession.
Correct.
Even if the first possession results in a touchdown. And after that, if it's still tied, still scoreless in overtime, then you're playing, in effect, sudden death. But in the postseason, they should play probably a 10-minute timed period, reason being that with the present overtime rules, you're taking one of the essential elements both of strategy and of theater out of the NFL or out of football itself, which is the race against the clock management. That plays no role in overtime under the present rules. I'm okay with that in the regular season, but not in the postseason where you should have drama and theater as well as strategic fairness.
So there you go. I'm glad that we have cleared all that up, and I think it's apparent that I made the mistake to even just reach out to you for my power rankings, Bob. You know, like I just needed that help for my power rankings, and I apologize that I roped you into all this sort of stuff.
I will say this, as I happily concede, I am not up to date on a number of these issues.
Hold on a second. And here's my clock management as the radio audience is about to go away and what we call in the business a hard out. Said the entertainer coming up in hour three. We now have another minute and a half of runway on Roku. How's that clock management right there, Bob? How's that right there?
Cedric the Entertainer, one of my homies from St. Louis.
That's right.
Give him my best.
I think he's here in the back right now. He might actually be hearing that from you. I like that.
Tell him I'll meet him at Blueberry Hill for a burger next time we're both in town.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Thanks for the call, Bob. I appreciate it.
All right, see you.
You're truly the best. There you go. Bob Costas, everybody. That's the errors and omissions event of our program.
I like us having like Stat Boy used to do the corrections at the end of PTI.
Except Tony Reality, like I'm also from Staten Island. We have something in common there in the same way that Sed and Bob are from St. Louis.
That's his homie.
There you go. What is connective tissue?
That's what we do here.
How fun is this today? This show is going literally like it started 5 seconds ago.
It really has.
And phone lines are lit. So here's how we're rolling into the break. We're going to come back. We got some phone calls. Chris Brockman with What's More Likely.
Oh, man, it's a good one today.
Cedric the Entertainer. During What's More Likely and Cedric the Entertainer, where we might learn about what Aaron Rodgers is thinking about playing football again. And we'll have that as we go out the door for a very busy week two in the NFL. And then week three for Deion Sanders, Colorado Buffaloes, and the rest of college football. Fun stuff. That's how we're rolling here on this Rich Eisen Show edition on a Friday.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.